Behold the Lamb of God. Those words might sound familiar because we not only heard them from the gospel reading today, but we know that every time we come to Mass, right before whether a priest or anyone who might receive the Eucharist, that we hear that invitation before we receive the gift of Jesus and the Holy Eucharist. Behold the Lamb of God. It invites us to think about how we not only encounter the gift of Jesus, God's Son, but Him who comes to us. Now, as we listen to the gospel, it says, John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him, and he pointed out, Jesus, behold the Lamb of God. And then John went on to further talk about this uniqueness of how he knows Jesus. Now, I want to share with you a brief story. It's not the best, but it's something that helps me think about the gospel. So Saints Dominic, Saint Francis of Assisi, and Saint Ignatius of Loyola are transported back in time. We're talking a couple thousand years to the time of when Jesus was born in Bethlehem. So like the wise men, they have the opportunity to come into the presence of Jesus along with his parents, Mary and Joseph. And so Saint Dominic, upon seeing the incarnation of the Word made flesh, is sent into incredible joy and awe. Saint Francis, seeing God become a helpless child, is overcome with humility and yet hope. Saint Ignatius, who founded the Jesuits of Loyola, is cautious and also with grace and joy acknowledges the gift of the Christ child. But he then cleverly takes his parents, Mary and Joseph, aside and asks them the question, have you given any thought to this young man's education? So we could think about the concept of knowledge. How do we come to really know someone or something? And so the gospel, I think, invites us this weekend to contemplate of how we come to know Jesus. I mean, twice in the gospel, John the Baptist admitted, he says, I did not know him. So for me, at least in another analogy to think about is, John came into clarity through a process. It's kind of like, for some of you, if you don't know this, I do wear glasses, but most of the time I wear contacts because I'm very blind. My glasses are very thick, and I've been wearing contacts for over 37 or 38 years, and I like them because at times I can see better with contacts. But almost every year, or it is every year, that I have to go to the eye doctor to make sure I can get my prescription renewed and to check my eyes. And so when the contacts are taken out and they invite me to look at a board and look at letters, all I see is blur. And then slowly, you know, if you have an eye test, that they might take this apparatus and begin turning lenses. And pretty soon, I can start to see, and then pretty soon I can see with clarity. But that's an analogy for me to think about how we might come to know Christ like John the Baptist did. And then how we can maybe follow his example of saying, I can point him out, or to say, I know him. I experienced him, and I then, like John, can invite others into the same gift. John the Baptist truly knew Jesus, he knew of him, yet it took time to experience and really get to know Jesus in a more serious and intentional relationship as God's Son, as the Messiah, the Chosen One. And John the Baptist then really kind of shares with us how his relationship with Jesus evolved through baptism, witnessing the Holy Spirit empower Jesus, and then at times maybe encountering Jesus. John admits at the very end of the gospel, he says, now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God. John testifies and affirms his faith in Jesus, but also that he has a deeper awareness of Christ. And so one of the questions that I ponder with you is, can I do the same? Can I also not only know or desire to know Jesus, but saying, I really do know him, or this is how I experienced him. Sometimes I think as Catholics, we have to think about that as we come and worship, but also as we live our faith. The gospel then maybe invites us to look at this relationship with Jesus Christ. And we observe, like I said, through the gospel, a progression or a process of insight, of knowledge, desire, and faith, which helped lead to a discovery of the real person of Jesus Christ and then his mission. You know, John is able to say at the end, he is the Son of God, but he's also the servant who I think John realized, kind of the servant that Isaiah in the first reading describes, a servant who was sent to God's people to be light, to be the one that would heal or redeem, restore life, raise up people, nurture them with grace and with mercy, and most of all, help them grow to a deeper awareness and understanding of the love of God that was for all. And then lastly, prepare each one of us for eternal life. And so this weekend, the scriptures also would maybe call us or challenge us to say, how do I trust in my belief and in the power of the Holy Spirit given to me, even at my own baptism, that we might undergo transformation and courage then to also not only say, I know Jesus and I'm a follower, but then like John the Baptist, I can help others maybe discover him or encounter him. I've said this before, on the second Sunday of Ordinary Time, we always hear a certain segment of John's Gospel that helps us think about discipleship, which is now the journey in Ordinary Time. But John always has kind of a four-step template that is so important, and I think it's practical. And the four parts are come, see, believe, and follow. And to think of Jesus calling each one of us into this gift, to not only know the journey, to seek it, and then most of all, as we desire to be a follower, that we embrace maybe the wisdom of the refrain of the psalm, here am I, Lord, I come to do your will, that we're willing to cooperate with the will of God, that we too can be a follower, a disciple, and then truly one who embodies the gift of Christ to others. Let us praise God, and as we celebrate the Eucharist, also be more aware when we prepare to receive the Eucharist that we too can be more attentive to that invitation. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who gives us divine life.